Yeraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Samach Dalad Amud Beis. We're holding on the top line on Samach Dalad Amud Beis. Amar Rava. So just to refresh what we're holding, the Mishnah had said a halacha that if after the Geirah, so we have now a Sayur Lashem, we have a Sayur Lazazel, if after the Geirah one of the Seirim die, let's say the Sayur Lazazel dies. So the halacha is that now we have a Sayur Lashem and we have a dead Sayur Lazazel. So in practically all we have now is the Sayur Lashem. So the halacha is they take a whole new pair of Seirim, two new goats, and they make a whole new Geirah. And so there's one of them is going to become the Sayur Lazazel, and then the other one, which becomes the Sayur Lashem, so now we're going to have two Sayur Lashems. We're going to have one Sayur Lazazel, because the one from the first pair died, and we're going to have two Sayur Lashems, the Sayur Lashem that remained alive from the first pair, and now we're going to have a new Sayur Lashem from the second pair. So the Mishnah said that one of them gets used, and the other one, we let it graze. So which one is it that gets used in that we let graze? So the Gemara on Amud Aleph, on Samach Dalad Amud Aleph, brought a machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the first Sayur from the first pair, this first Sayur Lashem from the first pair is possible because he holds the Bali Chaim Nidachin, and therefore it becomes possible, so you can't use the first one, that's the one that we let graze, and rather, we use the second one. However, according to Rav was chaylik on Rabbi Yochanan, Rav said that Bali Chaim Eino Nidachin, and Rav said that we actually use the Sayur from the first pair. The one that was paired with the Sayur Lazazel that died, that's the Sayur Lashem that we're going to use, because mitzvah berishayin, there's a mitzvah to use the one that was designated first. So now says the Gemara Amar Rava, Deka Masnisin Kavase de Rav, our Mishnah that we had is Mashma like Rav, that it's the first Sayur that gets used, Ubraisa Kavase de Rabbi Yochanan. However, we have a Braisa which is Mashma like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's the second Sayur that gets used. So explains the Gemara, Masnisin Kevasi de Rav, our Mishnah is Mashma like Rav, the Katani, because the Mishnah says that Imshal Shem Meis, if let's say it's the Sayur Lashem that died, so the Kohen Gadol when he makes the Geirah, so again we have a Sayur Lazazel, the Sayur Lashem died, so now he gets two new goats and he makes a new Geirah on these two, on the second pair, and the Kohen Gadol says that Zeh Sha'Allah Alav HaGeirah Lashem Yiskayim Tachtov. He says that the one that the lot falls on to be the Sayur Lashem, so that's going to be the new Sayur Lashem in place of the one that died. That's what the Mishnah says. So now that's Mashma, that the only Sayur that gets replaced is this one, is the Sayur Lashem. The Sayur Lashem that died, that's going to get replaced with the Sayur from the new group, from the second group. It's Mashma v'idach, that the other Sayur, the Sayur Lazazel, k'dekai, that remains as is. That remains, we're going to still be using the first one. Because he only says that the new, whichever one becomes the Sayur Lashem, that's going to be the new Sayur Lashem. Mashma, that the Sayur Lazazel doesn't change, we're going to use the first one. So that's why the Mishnah is Mashma like Rav, that we use the first one, we use the Sayur from the first pair that remained alive. We don't use the one from the new pair, from the second pair. Says the Gemara, Braisa Kivasi Rabbi Yochanan. We have a Braisa which is Mashma like Rabbi Yochanan, that we dafka use the Sayur from the second pair, from the new pair. The Katani, because the Braisa says, that it quotes the Mishnah, which says, Shani, it says that we let the second one, we let the other one graze, we use one, and we let the other one, graze. So, Eini Yodea Im Shani Shebezug Rishon Im Shani Shebezug Shani. So says the Braisa, what's the other one referring to? Is it referring to the other one, meaning the one from the first pair, or does the other one refer to the one from the second pair? Meaning which one gets used and which one do we let go? Says the Braisa, Keshuhu Aimer, Yamid Chai, when the Pasuk says, regarding the Sayur Lazazel, the Pasuk says, Yamid Chai, it says, V'hasayur asher Allah, Allah, Hagayro Lazazel, Yamid Chai, Lefnei Hashem, L'chapir Allah, L'shalechosel Lazazel, Hamid Bara, it says, Yamid Chai, that teaches us, V'loisha Chaveiro Meis, that we don't use the one that its partner died, meaning we use the second Sayur, we don't use the first Sayur, which had its partner die. So says the Gemara, my mashma, how do you see from this pasuk yamid chai, that you dafka use the sayur from the second pair, and not the one from the first pair? Where do you get this drasha of v'loisha chavir emes? Explains the Gemara that the drasha is yamid chai, v'loisha kfar amad. It's not really the emphasis on the word chai, it's yamid chai, we use one, that this is the only time, this is the first time, it's standing up for a geiro. V'loisha kfar amad. We don't use the Sayer that experienced the Geirel twice. So we don't use the Sayer from the first pair. We use one that was only Yamai, there was only one time that it was Amad in the Geirel. It only had a Geirel one time. And that's the Sayer from the second pair. So that's what the Braisa means to Darshan. But Al Kapanim, you see from the Braisa that we use the second Sayer. So there we have that the Mishnah is Mashmalik Rav, that we use the Sayer from the first pair. And the Braisa is Mashmalik Rabbi Yochanan, that we use the Sayer from the second pair. Says the Gemara, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, the Mishnah says, after discussing the Sayer and what to do when the Sayer dies, so the Mishnah then says that what do you do with the second Sayer? What do you do with the other Sayer? Again, according to Rav, that's referring to the one from the second pair. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that's referring to the one from the first pair. So what do you do with that other Sayer which isn't being used? So we had a machlekes in our Mishnah. The Tanakhama said that the second Sayer, we let it graze until it develops a mum, and then once it develops a mum, we sell it, and we use the money to buy an adava. However, Rav Yehuda said that no, there's a din that chata shemesa, that and therefore you're not able to get benefit from this sayer, has a din of a chata shemesa, and therefore you can't get benefit from this sayer. So you just let it die. You don't then sell it. You don't wait till it gets a mum and then sell it and then use the value to buy something else. Rather, you just let the sayer die. So that's the machlekes. Tanakhama says you could benefit from it, so we wait till it gets a mum, sell it, and then use the money to buy an adava. And according to Rav Yehuda, he said that no, you have to let it die. And then Rabbi Yehuda said, the Mishnah says, V'oidama Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda told us a different halacha, that if you have the two seirim, and you did the geiro, so now one's a sayer l'Hashem, one's the sayer l'Azazel, and you already now, you shechted the sayer l'Hashem, so now you have the dam of the sayer l'Hashem in a kli. And then says the Mishnah, reading it back into the Gemara now, that V'oidam Rav Yehuda, Nishbach Hadam, let's say the dam then spills. The dam of the Sayer Hashem then spills. So the halacha is Yamus HaMishtalech. So then you'd let the Sayer HaMishtalech die. Meis HaMishtalech, but if the Sayer HaMishtalech dies, so then you Shafich Hadam. So you go to this dam that's in the Kli already from the Sayer Hashem, and you spill it. So now we're going to focus on the first case. The Rabbi Yehuda said that if the dam of the Sayer Hashem spills, so that Sayer Hamish that's designated to be the Sayer HaMishtalech, we let it die. So it's seemingly the Mishnah seems to be mefurish that we don't use the Sayer from the first pair. We aren't going to use that Sayer. We're only going to use the new one from the second pair. So Bishlam al Rabbi Yochanan, it makes sense according to Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Bali Chaim Nidachin. He learns that Bali Chaim Nidachin, Misham Hachi Yamus HaMishtalech. So that's why we allow the Sayer HaMishtalech. We say that one has to now die. The dam of the Sayer Hashem spilled. So the Sayer HaMishtalech we let die because it's Bali Chaim Nidachin. It became possible. El Rav Damar Bali Chaim Eino Nidachin. So Amai Yamis HaMishtalech. But according to Rav, who says that Bali Chaim, live animals, don't get this psul of Dichoy, so then why is it that we say Yamis HaMishtalech? L'chai Rabbi Yehuda doesn't, we're going to be using that Sayer. How could Rabbi Yehuda say Yamis HaMishtalech? Says the Gemara, Amar Lach Rav. Rav will tell you that in a chanami, Aliva the Rabbi Yehuda like Amina. Ain Achanami, my shita that I told you that we're going to use the first sayer because Bali Chaim ain't a nidachin, and therefore we're going to use the first sayer. That's not according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, you see from the Mishnah, clearly holds that we don't use the first sayer. Ki kamina libe derabanan. When I told you that we're going to use the first sayer because Bali Chaim ain't a nidachin, I only meant that libe derabanan according to the Chachamim. Says the Gemara now, really it's the reverse, that Bishlam al-Rav, now according to Rav, it makes more sense how to read the Mishnah. Baha Pligi, that's how we'll read the Mishnah, that's the Machlaikis, that's Gufa the Machlaikis, what Rabbi Yehuda was coming to say in the Va'idam Rav Yehuda. What was he coming to say? He was coming to say that we don't use the Sayer from the first pair, because Bali Chaim Nidachin, and he was coming to argue on the Rabbanan who say that we do use the Sayer from the first pair. So now it's very understandable what the Machlaikis is. That's Gufa what Rabbi Yehuda was coming to stress, that he's arguing on the Chachamim, who say that Bali Chaim ain't a Nidachin, and he was coming to say that no, Bali Chaim Nidachin, and we can use the Sayer from the first pair. However, says the Gemara, Elal Rabbi Yochanan b'may pligi, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, that even according to the Chachamim, we also say that the first Sayer doesn't get used, and we're only going to use the second Sayer. So what's Rabbi Yehuda coming to say in the Va'idam Rabbi Yehuda? What's the Machlekes? He's just coming to say that it's Yamus, that we can't use it because of the Din Chata Shemesa? That's already the Machlekes in the Reisha. That's already the first thing that Rabbi Yehuda was arguing in. What's Va'idam Rabbi Yehuda? What's he coming to add? So says the Gemara, Enechanami. Amar Rava Ha'amrinon, Daika Masnizin, Kavasi the Rav. That Enechanami, we said that the Mishnah is Mashma like Rav, and this is also included. We said before a different reason why the Mishnah is Mashma like Rav. Also from the Seif of the Mishnah, from this Va'id Amar Rav Yehuda, we see that the Mishnah is Mashma like Rav. So again, we had a short Amma today, so we'll continue the practice of discussing a Shtikl Taira on our Gemara from someone whose Yartzeit is tonight. It gets actually a little bit complicated now. We're in Adar Rishon, so how does that work when it comes to Yartzeit? If let's say someone was Nifter on a regular year, so on a regular year where there's only one Adar, so now on a leap year, so what's the halacha? When does that Yartzeit get, celebrated, so to speak? Meaning some have a custom of fasting on the Yartzeit. So if someone was Nifter on an Adar of a regular year, and now it's a leap year, so does a person fast on Adar Rishon, or does he fast on Adar Sheni of that day? So the Maisa the Mishnah Berurah brings in Siman Tav Kuf Samaches Sif Katan Mem Beis, the Mishnah Berurah really says that ideally a person should fast on both days. A person who has the custom of fasting. So if he's coming to ask the Shaila, he says if a person already had a certain way he was Nayik, so he could continue that way. But if he's coming to ask the Shaila, says the Mishnah Berurah, really ideally he should keep both Adars. He should fast in Adar Rishon of that month, of that day in Adar Rishon, and on that day on Adar Sheni. So Lamaisa on tonight, Monday night, Yud Aleph Adar, is the Yartzeit of the Chida. Now, I'm not sure if he was Nifter in a Shanumu Beres or not, but based on this Mishnah Berurah, so we could say his Yartzeit is tonight. On Monday night is the Yartzeit of the Chida. The Chida stands for Chaim Yosef David Azulai. That was his name. He lived about 200, 250 years ago. And he had really a very unique life. Very different than the typical Gadol. Most of his life was spent traveling. He spent from a very young age already. He spent a lot of his life on the road, traveling, collecting money in Europe and different places for the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. We know a lot about his life because he kept a diary. He kept a diary where he actually wrote all about a lot of the different things that took place during his travels. It was printed even in a sefer called Magal Tov, a journal, a diary from the Chida that he himself wrote. And it's very interesting, the bushais he experienced when he was traveling. People didn't know who he was, obviously, especially in those times, 250 years ago. People didn't, it's not like they had ways of knowing what was going on in other parts of the world. They didn't know who was the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, let's say, or anything like that. So they had no way to know who he was, and Yimamish suffered tremendously. And some of it was done on purpose. He dafka didn't want to reveal who he was a lot of the times. And one of the journal entries he writes in Magal Tov, he writes about a sukkis that he was so excited that he went to the shul and he wrote down on a small piece of paper all the different kavanas that he wanted to have when shaking the arba minim, the kavanas ha'ari, and he was so excited that he was able to be mechaven all the kavanas, and nobody realized. That was what he writes in that journal entry. Anyway, so he wrote probably at least 80 sfarim, although I don't want to underestimate it. So Mestama, he writes something on our Gemara, but today I wanted to discuss something that the Chida didn't necessarily write per se, but something, a lesson that the Chida taught us. And that is the importance of knowing about tzaddikim, to know about the Gedolim, where they lived, where they're from, when they lived, who was their Rebbe, who was their Talmud, the Sfarim they wrote, and also knowing about Sfarim, who wrote that Sefer, when was it printed, who printed it, mistakes in the Sefer. And the Chida wrote an entire sefer on this topic called Shem HaGedolim. It's a sefer that talks about different Gedolim. There's one part of the sefer which talks about tzaddikim, the people. And then there's another part of the sefer which talks about Sfarim, talks about different Sfarim and tells us about the different about the different Sfarim. So I remember the first time I came across the Sefer, I thought it was very interesting. Here you have a tremendous Talmud Chacham, the Chida. You see from all the other Sfarim he wrote, he knew a tremendous amounts. And here he spent time seemingly writing what a historian would write. A Sefer about history, really. So I remember at the time I was eating a Suda by the Rosh Yeshiva of Avat Shalom, Rav Yaakov Hillel, who, by the way, still very much needs a Refuah Shalema. His name for Tefillah is Yaakov Ben Gladys Katon. Anyway, so I was by the Rosh Yeshiva, and I asked him, "What's the pshat? What's the pshat? The Chida wrote such a sefer, Shem HaGedolim, about seemingly taking on the job of a historian."
And so Rav Hillel explained to me the importance of, in halacha and in learning, it's extremely important to know about who we're learning about when the person lived, who they saw, who they knew, where they lived, and the same thing about Sfarim, to know a lot about the Sefer. And then he proceeded to show me a manuscript of the Shem HaGedolim. Baal Kabbanim, he taught me about the importance of knowing about Gedolim. We had earlier in Meseches Yuma, in Yotessim HaBeis, we had that Rav even interrupted his Kriya Shema. He was in the middle of saying Kriya Shema. Imagine Rav's Kriya Shema. And he interrupted his Kriya Shema because he heard someone say the name Zecharia ben Kvutl, and he said it with a pay. He said Zecharia ben Kvutl. So in order to correct him that you should say the tzaddik's names correctly, you should say Zecharia ben Kvutl, he interrupted his Kriya Shema just so he should say the name right. And so actually, since then I've seen that Rav Hillel actually has a tshuva based on this Gemara about the importance of knowing Shemais HaTzadikim, Shemais HaGedolim, like the Chida taught us. Anyway, so what's this Negeat Arasugya? What's Negeat Arasugya is that here on the side of the page, throughout this Masechta, we have a Tosfos Yeshanim. Now again, knowing about Sfarim is important. So it's important to realize that this wasn't always here. Tosfos Yeshanim was not always printed on the side of the Gemara. In fact, it was only printed on the side of the Gemara about 300 years ago. In the year Tuf Pei Aleph in the city of Frankfurt, it was printed in the secular year 1721. That's when it was printed for the first time, the Tosfos Yeshanim on Maseches Yuma, 1721. Now, this became actually very important when I was learning the Gemara on today's Amud, which is why yesterday's Amud, which is why I wanted to discuss this. And that is, the Gemara tells us that according to Rav, we use the first Sayer. We want to know which Sayer do we use? The Sayer from the first pair that its partner died? Or do we use the Sayer from the second pair? And Rav said, Bali Chayim Eina Nidachin, so we use the Sayer from the first pair. And what was Rav, and so the Gemara had asked, we had on Samach Beis, so why Dafka to use the Sayer from the first pair? So we said, because Mitzvah Berishayim. Even though it's just that you could use the sire from the first pair. Why do we dafka use the sire from the first pair? So we said because mitzvah berishayin, there's a mitzvah to use the thing which was designated to be used first. And what was the raya that there's a mitzvah berishayin? So we brought a raya from Karban Pesach where Rabbi Yossi said that if a person has a Karban Pesach and he loses it, so then he designates a new Karban Pesach and then he finds the original Karban Pesach. So now he has both of the karbanis in front of him. He has both animals in front of him. So said Rabbi Yossi, there's a mitzvah berishayin. He said, unless the second one's better, but if the first one's good, so then there's a mitzvah, if they're the same, so then mitzvah berishayin. That's what Rabbi Yossi taught us. Again, unless the second one's better. So the Tosfos Yeshanim says that even though the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi by Karban Pesach says that if the second one's better, let's say it's a fattier animal, so then it's a mitzvah to use the second one, even though normally mitzvah berishayin, but if the second animal is better, let's say it's fattier, so then we'll say to use the second animal. Still, when it comes to the sayer, let's say the sayer la'azazel, since it's not being eaten anyways, so says the Tosfos Yeshanim, so there's no maila of it being fattier, and therefore this maila of if the second one is better, so then use the second one, does not apply to the sayer, to the seir of Yom Kippur. Says the Tosfos Yeshanim, we're just learning from the mitzvah berishayin aspect of Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi said, by Karban Pesach, mitzvah berishayin, that we're applying to the seir of Yom Kippur. However, that which Rabbi Yossi said, that if so that if the second one's better, if it's fattier, so then you use the second one, that's dafka by Karban Pesach, because Karban Pesach gets eaten, and there's a mitzvah to eat it. So therefore, if the second one's fattier, so that's a maila to use that one. However, when it comes to the Se'irim of Yom Kippur, so there's no maila to use a fattier animal, and the maila, it's always going to be mitzvah berishayin. Now the place can point out, that this idea, this halacha that we see from our Gemara of mitzvah berishayin, is actually a lot more common than people think. There's various tshuvas about it, the Ben Yishchai has various tshuvas, Mishnah Halachis has various tshuvas about it. A lot of places can have a lot of tshuvas where they show how this halacha actually comes up a lot more than a person might think. One example I thought of would be, let's say a person designates a $20 bill to go use to buy a certain mitzvah, and he designates a $20 bill to go buy the mitzvah, he takes it out, and then he loses it, so he takes out another $20 bill, and then he finds the original one. So, according to our Gemara, it comes out that it's not just nothing. There's a mitzvah berishayin. It's a mitzvah to use the first bill. The first bill that was originally designated. Here, there's no masheni muvchar mimenu. So it'll be a mitzvah to use the first one. Something that a person might overlook. But that's what we see from our Gemara. that there's a mitzvah berishon. So now, Chacham Tzvi discusses a different case. Chacham Tzvi lived about 300 years ago as well. Chacham Tzvi actually was not a Chacham. He was Rav Tzvi. He was Ashkenazi. He was the father of the Yaifetz. So why did he get the name Chacham Tzvi? It seems that at some point in his life, he went to Salonika, a Sephardi town, to learn the Derech Halimun of the Sephardim. And while he was there, he picked up the name Chacham. He became Chacham Tzvi. But really, his name was Rav Tzvi. So anyways, so Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva, where he discusses a case where a person prepared wax candles to light for Hanukkah, and then as he was preparing the candles, someone brings him oil. So now he has oil. Now we know oil is the better thing to use. So what would you say? Ah, mitzvah berishain. So you already were preparing the wax candle, so mitzvah berishain. However, says Chacham Tzvi that no, because here the second one's better. There's a maila to use oil over wax, and therefore says Chacham Tzvi that it's better to use the oil to put down the wax and to use the oil like we find in our Gemara. However, he asked, he points out that the Rambam in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, he leaves out this halacha. He brings down mitzvah berishayim when it comes to the two seirim. He brings down the halacha of our Mishnah, that if the two seirim, if you have the two seirim, and so now, and one of them dies, now you make a new pair, and so, and he paskins like Rav, the mitzvah berishayim. This is brought in Parakeh of Hilchos Yom HaKippurim in Halacha Tezvav. And over there, he leaves out this prat. The Rambam leaves out this prat that if the second one's better, then you should use the second one. So the Chacham Tzvi is metam on the Rambam for leaving out this prat. So now at first, when I saw Chacham Tzvi's kash on the Rambam, I thought it was so strange. What do you mean? It's Pashat the Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam learned like the Taz Yishanim. The Rambam learned like the Taz Yishanim that this idea of Vimhaya Sheini Muvcha Mimanu Yivyanu, that doesn't apply to the Seirim of Yom Kippur. That was Nafka by Karban Pesach. But by the Seirim, where there's no Nafka Mino, it doesn't get eaten anyways, so then we don't say Vimhaya Sheini Muvcha Mimanu Yivyanu. So what's Pshat Chacham Tzvi? What's his kash on the Rambam? The Rambam is so Pashat. He held like the Taz Yishanim. But again, when we learn the lesson of the Chidah, the importance of knowing about Sfarim, of knowing about Gedolim, so it's mamish not a kasha at all. Because like we said, the Taz Yishanim was printed only 300 years ago in the year Tav Pei Aleph. Chacham Tzvi was nifter in the year Tav Ayin Ches. He was nifter a couple years before the Taz Yishanim was even printed. So for sure, Mestama when he wrote the Sefer, when he wrote Chacham Tzvi, it's very likely he never knew that there was a Taz Yishanim on Maseches Yuma. So you see the importance of knowing about Sfarim and knowing about Gedolim, and it can be very helpful when learning sugyas. At first I had a kash on Chacham Tzvi, didn't he miss the Taz Yishanim? But no, the answer is Taz Yishanim wasn't printed in those times, and it's very likely he hadn't seen it. So that's the important lesson that the Chidah teaches us in his Sefer Shem HaGedolim about the importance about knowing about Tzadikim, about knowing about Sfarim, and how helpful it is in Halacha and in learning to understand about the Tzadikim and their Sfarim.